Hello, welcome to the first episode of, what's the title? Square Thoughts. Yeah, I don't know why I named it that, it's retarded, but if I thought of something else, then it would have probably would have been more retarded. So, as an introduction, I thought I'd start by, you know, just talking about myself and stuff. So, all right, I'll start by talking about, you know, my life. So, my name is George Anderson Martinez. I'm from California. I have two siblings. A little brother and a little sister. He's 10, I believe. Yeah, he's 10. He's 10. And my little sister is 5. What I like to do, you know, as a hobby, I like to draw. You know, ever since I was like little, I really enjoy drawing. Like, I'd always draw like stick figures on my homework, and then I'd turn it in, and then my teacher would be like, "George, you gotta stop drawing on the homework. It's getting unreadable." And I was like, "My bad." And then he would go on, and then I'd go on. And then that was it. Got so retarded. I'm sorry. God, I don't know how to do podcasts. Shit. Fuck. Oh shit, this is still going on. Oh fuck, I forgot. Okay, whatever. I'll just keep going. Alright, so, what else? I also like to run. I know, like, some people, like, whenever you're in PE and, like, the teacher says, "All right, we're gonna run a mile," you know, sometimes everyone's like, like, "Oh no, we gotta run and shit." But me, you know, I actually quite enjoy running. Like, honestly, I don't know, is this something about, you know, it's just something about it that makes me feel alive. Makes me feel like, I don't know, something. I remember back in like middle school, like my PE teacher would have the girls run first, like give them a like 10 second head start, and then she let the boys go, right? And, you know, that was always my favorite moment of PE. That moment when they finally let the boys out. And then I swear to God, I blasted. I flew. You know, I just started running and running. And I always zoomed past the girls, you know. And I don't know, it was just kind of funny to me because, like, when I pass by them, they're like, "Oh my God, it's him again." You know, I'm just like, "He always does this." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, you know it." I'm not really good talking to myself. I feel like a fucking weirdo right now. Like, I'm just in my room, talking to my phone. What am I? Gay? Just kidding. I'm not gay. But what else was I gonna talk about? I said I liked drawing and I liked running. I could talk about my favorite food. I fucking love spaghetti. That's it. I love spaghetti. Sometimes. It's a big sometimes. I like it over pizza. All right, okay, I know. You're gonna criticize me right now for liking something better than pizza, because I know pizza is a popular opinion in, you know, people's favorite food. But you know, sometimes that cheddar cheese smacks a little different, you know? It just kind of smacks, you know, with the meatballs. The meatballs, bro. Oh my god, with the sauce. With the marinara sauce. Is that what they put it? Is that what they put on spaghetti? I'm not sure. But that red sauce, bro. The red sauce in the noodles. Oh my god. God damn. That shit's fire, bro. Straight fire. Yeah. What else? I like mangoes. Mangoes are bomb too, bro. Straight up. Whenever I pass by, like, the grocery, whenever I'm in the grocery store and I see some mangoes, bro, I'm like, oh, mangoes. That mangoes to my tummy. Oh, damn, I thought of that right now. I'm a comedian. My goddamn comedian. No. I'm freaking weird. Why did I let Renisa convince me to do this? This is so retarded. What am I doing? Hello, I am another water. Please help me. The fuck? I feel like I'm high, but I'm not high, because I've never done drugs. Okay, I'm a good kid. I've never done drugs. I had the opportunity to, but I didn't take it. You know, I didn't take it. I'm not gonna talk about that moment. But I had the opportunity to, but I didn't take it because I have values. You know, I grew up with the phrase, don't do drugs, you know. My mom and my dad always warned me about them drugs. When the opportunity came, I was like, no, don't touch me there. No. Oh, no, I said it wrong. No, this is my no-no square. If you know that, you're a real one. If you know where that comes from, that's a real one. What the fuck, bro? I'm sorry. I'm getting weird now. The self-isolation is getting to me. I can feel my walls. I can. Enclosing. Fire! Oh, is this a train? Okay, well, what else? What was I talking about? Who was talking about drugs? What the fuck was I talking about? I don't know, man. Hey, 9 minutes and 14 seconds. Let's go. Personal record. Get it? Because this is first time I'm doing this, so every second that goes by, it's another record. I should talk about, like, what I did today, which is nothing. I didn't do anything. I woke up at 10 and had the great idea to build a two-story mansion on Minecraft. And that's pretty much what I did all day. Yeah. That shit is tight, bro. It has like this brownish modernish style to it that just appeals, bro. I swear to God, it's my dream home. I built my dream motherfucking home in Minecraft, and this shit's tight. It has 4 bathrooms and six rooms, you know. And one of them is like this freaking master suite. I mean it's the master bedroom. And it's literally the size of a garage. Probably because I put it on top of an actual garage. But yeah, that shit's really big. And it has its own bathroom. It has one of the 4 bathrooms. It's pretty cool, bro. Shit's tight. And then I was building a pool in the back with a jacuzzi. I know there's some way in Minecraft where you could like place something down and then like it starts fizzling the water. I want to do that so it looks like an actual jacuzzi and stuff. I just need to search it up on YouTube because I don't know how to do it. But yeah. Oh, and what else did I do today? I also worked out a little bit, you know, a little ab workout, little arm workout, no cap, because today is my, you know, workout day. And yeah, the only reason I've been working out is because I'm bored as shit. I swear to God, man, this quarantine stuff, I mean, there's good and bad about it. I'm probably going to talk about, like, the quarantine stuff. You know, I'm going to dedicate the next episode to talking about the quarantine because I have my own thoughts about it. But, yeah. Ever since this quarantine happened, I've, you know, developed this workout plan to, you know, gain some muscle because low-key, I'm kind of a twig. Low-key. It's like low-key, high-key. Nah, but I'm not that skinny, you know, but I just want to grow into my soul, you know. So my plan is like I work out every like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and you know Tuesday and Thursday are my like my rest days, and then every day is ab day, you know, because you gotta get that dub, you know, you gotta get the 6-pack of tacos. Taco. That reminds me of my friend Brandon, cause like we had this like annoying math teacher, and he was always like yelling at us, cause we were kind of retarded. His teacher was kind of obese. He was obese, but it was he was just fat, and. My friend Brandon, he was like, huh, 6-pack? More like 6-pack of tacos, bro. Bro, I found that so funny. That shit was hilarious. I miss middle school, man. Well, I'll talk about middle school in another episode. Damn, I'm just coming up with episodes this day. This episode. Nice. Okay, and what else? What the fuck was I talking about? Was I talking about the Minecraft thing? I think I was. So yeah, when I built some custom-made trees. They look pretty cool. They're pretty big. And, yeah. It took me a while to design them, but, you know. I'd say it looks pretty good at the end. You know, I say the end result is pretty cool. Pretty cool. Oh, no, wait. I wasn't talking about Minecraft. I was talking about workouts. Yeah. Oh, and I also, apart from my, you know. working out and stuff, I also run, you know, but that's like every day. I usually do it like around, you know, 4-ish. I just go around my neighborhood, not too far, but just like around my neighborhood and like run for about 30 minutes. So that's pretty good, you know. You got to keep up that stamina, you know. You don't want to get caught slacking during the quarantine. Bro, my friend Jeff, for those of you who know him, bro, he be putting in work, man. I swear, he always be telling me how, like, he be running, like, 2 miles, 3 miles every day, and working out every day, and eating good. Like, I'm low-key proud of him, bro. Like honestly, like, he's doing good work. Props to him. I wish I had that kind of motivation. Cause sometimes, bro, like today, I didn't even feel that working out. I just didn't want to do anything today. You know, because, you know, this entire freaking week, I've just been grinding homework. God, like nonstop. College and high school homework. It's fucking bleh. You know, can you believe I spent an entire day just doing homework? God, I didn't even hop on with the boys. I'm sorry, guys. Boys, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, I just don't want to leave anything to the last minute. Because I'm usually low-key, I don't like leaving anything to the last minute. Even though it kind of makes me work better, you know, under stress. Well, I don't work better under stress. I'm just saying, like, it makes me work faster and kind of better, knowing that, you know, it's like due in 30 minutes or something. But nah, I usually don't do that. I usually like complete my homework 2 to 3 days before it's due. Unlike English, I had an English essay that was due today. Technically, I did it today. Except it was like around 1 a.m. Yeah, I know, a.m. But hey, man, I still did it. I still completed it. I turned it in. And low key, it's pretty good. Not gonna lie. I'm not gonna say it's the best essay ever written, but I'm gonna say it's one of the best worst essays I've ever written. No, because it's definitely not gonna, well, it might give me a passing grade. Yeah, nah, it will. This one's pretty good. I have confidence. It's important to have confidence. Not that I don't have any. Actually, do I have confidence?
Nah. Fuck that shit.
How much time have I been talking? 18 minutes? God damn. Oh, wait, technically 19 minutes. It's about to be 19. Damn. That's some pretty good time, honestly. What else should I talk about? Oh yeah, so, oh no, let me talk a little bit more about the workout thing. I also, you know, developed a diet plan too, you know, because before quarantine, I just like ate shit, you know, ate absolute shit. I eat like fucking cup of noodles every day. Not every day, because that would fucking kill me. But I ate noodles like probably twice, maybe 3 times a week. And I don't know. That's really bad in my opinion, because I've actually spent like 2 years without eating cup of noodles. And I know that's, you know, not that impressive, but to me that's actually quite impressive. Like not eating a single food, well, not eating cup of noodles in 2 years, that's quite a milestone in my book. And the reason I did that is because when I was camping with my, you know, family, my tia always brought freaking cup of noodles, and I was like, oh, stop playing, let me get some. I mean, I didn't say that, but I obviously asked politely. But yeah, I'd asked her, and then she'd give me some. And then this one time, it was like really late at night, and I ate some, and then I went to sleep, and then in the middle of the night, like, I just woke up and threw all of it up, bro, outside my tent. I didn't throw up inside the tent, but I threw it out of the tent. And that shit was, oh my god, that shit kind of scarred me, low-key. It kind of scarred me. I didn't want to eat cup of noodles, like, ever after that. But I don't know. After those 2 years, I don't know. I just saw that at the student store at my school, and I was like, you know what, fuck it. One cup of noodle isn't gonna kill me. And I ate it, and it didn't kill me. But, oh yeah, so continuing on the diet plan. Yeah, I usually just ate, like, whatever they gave at school, and it's also shit. Man, I always drink that chocolate milk, which is probably bad. But, you know, it's fucking chocolate milk. What do you want me to do? Sorry, I had to take a water break. Gotta stay hydrated, you know? Oh, and that's part of the diet plan. That's like, number one rule. Always drink water. Which I always do. Like, literally, I drink about like a fucking gallon. 2 gallons a day, low-key. Nah, not 2 gallons. What the fuck? What am I? Stop kidding myself. I'm referred to as water bottles. I drink like 10 water bottles a day. That's a better representation. Yeah, I drink a lot of fucking water, bro. That's why I'm always like going to the bathroom and pissing. I swear to God, I'd have like minute pisses. Like, I go to the restroom, and all you hear is, pss. Obviously, it's stronger than that, but, you know, I just hear, pss, for, like, a minute straight, because I drink so much fucking water. It's a lot to me. I know some people probably drink, like, fucking pools full of water a day, but I mean, that's bad. Too much water is bad for you. That's what I heard. So yeah, drinking a lot of water. And I've decided to cut sodas completely. You know, obviously, soda's really bad for you. So I haven't drank soda in about freaking months now. Month, 2 months. Same with like unhealthy foods like chips, pizza. But yeah, like pizza, chips, unhealthy foods. And I've been sticking to, I'm not gonna say it's strict, but it's just a normal diet, you know. Eat healthy. You know, you wake up at like 7 to 10. I'd say that's a pretty reasonable amount of time to wake up. Not a pretty reasonable time to wake up. That's what I meant to say. And then, you know, I eat some eggs. I always eat eggs with avocado in the morning. That's like, I'm not gonna say it's bomb, but it's like the best like meal to eat if you're trying to get healthy. Because like, bro, avocados, dang, they got so many vitamins in those bullshits. It's like fucking, avocados are like unbelievably healthy, bro. Like, swear. And they're really good. And with some like scrambled eggs, that shit low-key fire, bro. It's a fire meal. And yeah. And then like later on, like probably like around 12, I would probably eat like a banana or something. And then like around lunchtime, I'd eat like some chicken or something, or salmon. And then later on, as like a snack, I'd either eat like more fruit or like some nuts. Not like that, alright? Not like that. What the fuck? I know you were thinking. What the fuck? No. Not that kind of nut. Peanuts. Hey, you thought, huh? I'm sorry. I'm not funny. Low-key, I'm pretty funny. It's just that I'm not funny when I'm talking to myself. But, yeah, like peanuts, cashews, walnuts. Those type of shits. Those are pretty good. They got some good vitamins, and they're good for protein building. And then at night, I mean dinner time, I usually eat like, what do I eat? I have it written down in my notes, but I don't feel like opening it up right now. I don't eat spaghetti every day. But I'm actually eating spaghetti every Friday right now. It's for something called carb cycling. I don't know if any of you or anyone listening has heard of it, but I'll explain it in a little bit. But wait, what the fuck was I talking about? I'm sorry, I just lose my train of thought a lot. Ooh, that kind of rhymed though. I lose my train of thought a lot. You thought. Get it? Like a thought from Scoot. Just kidding. I was talking about what I eat at dinner time. I eat steak. Steak. That's what I eat. Steak. Chicken. Salmon. No, that's, well, I eat them at like different times, you know. And also, you know, it doesn't hurt to eat a salad too. It's not that bad either. It's like some salad with like a boiled egg, some spinach, some lettuce, some celery, some freaking avocado and that bullshit. Put some tomatoes, some zucchini, some shredded cheese. That shit low-key fire. I had one today. My mom made me one today. That shit was fire, bro. I was like, stop playing. I ate some, and I was watching Cody and Co. That shit was fire, bro. That was a fire lunch. Oh, I was gonna talk about carb cycling. Okay, so basically, it's this thing where you basically trick your body into having a faster metabolism, if that makes sense. Because you start off by eating, you start the week by eating foods with low carbs. So like, eggs. I have it written down somewhere. I just don't want to get it. It's like, yeah, you eat eggs and stuff. And basically anything with low carbs. And then you progress through the week, you know. So like around like Wednesday and Thursday, you boost up the carbs, you know. you boost up the amount of carbs you take. And then on Friday, and only Friday, you eat hella carbs. You know, bread. You eat some bread. You eat some fucking spaghetti. Eat some fucking... What else has carbs? Carb. Foods. Banana? Banana? What the fuck? Banana has carbs? It's so good for you. You should eat it. Orange. Yeah. Milk. Apple. Blueberry. Blah, 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 blah. Syrup. Oh, yeah. Some pancakes. That's what I was trying to, like, remember. Some pancakes, bro. Eat some pancakes on Fridays. That shit's tight. And if you do that, then, like, you go back to, like little to no carbs on Monday and then keep going, it tricks your body to like producing more leptin, and leptin is like this like chemical in your body that produces more metabolism or some shit like that. And I know the opposite of that is like this, it's one word that's like close sounding to leptin. Leptin versus, oh, I forgot what it's called, bro. It's like ghrelin. Yeah, ghrelin. Ghrelin, it's the hormone that increases your appetite. So it's the one that makes you, like, your, like, stomach growl. You know, that's what produces ghrelin. Sounds like a gremlin. You know, like, have you guys ever seen that movie, Gremlin? I know, like, there's, like, four of them. Personally, I haven't watched it, but I mean, it sounds pretty interesting. Not really. I'm just okay. Continuing on. What else? Fucking leptin. Oh yeah, so that's what produces metabolism. And then if you work out and like a lot, then that should give you more muscles, you know. And that's exactly what I'm doing right now. Or trying to do. Hopefully. Get that bulk. Not like bulky bulky. Because I don't want to be bulky bulky, you know. Like, that's kind of... It's kind of too much, you know. I want to be lean. That's the word. Lean. You know. Not too big. Not too small. Perfect. What else should I talk about? I'm not really... I don't think I'm doing anything tomorrow. I'm probably gonna do English homework. And if there's anything else to do, then I'll probably do that too tomorrow. And then I'm probably gonna hop on tomorrow too. For some GTA 5. Session, a GTA 5 session with the boys, bro. I've, for the past few days, I've been trying to like find a lobby. I don't know if you guys have been aware of this like purple versus green thing that's going on right now, bro. That shit's hilarious. I've been trying to find a lobby like that's just full of them, but I couldn't find any. I was really sad. I kept finding like only like two or three people in a lobby with them, like they had the skin on. Personally, I joined the green team. I'm sorry for those of you who support the purple aliens or whatever other fucking gangs that there are, but I don't know, man. And green low-key started it all. I'm just saying green aliens started it all. And for the people that are confused right now, like saying, what the fuck are you talking about, George? I'm sorry, it's something that's been going on, you know? You've probably seen it. probably not have seen it. Maybe not. But yeah, it's been going on. It's low-key kind of funny, bro. I've been wanting to participate in it, but I couldn't find a fucking lobby. And I've been sad. So I'm gonna try tomorrow. See, I'm gonna test out my luck. See if I can get any lobbies. And then I'm gonna fucking... I'm gonna jump some people. There's a green fucking alien. How dope is that? Okay, how much time has been... How much time have I been doing this? 35 minutes. Oh, 36 minutes. That's pretty good, Loki. When should I end this? Probably go on for another 2 minutes, something like that. I don't want to make this too long, you know? Because I don't think anyone wants to hear me fucking talk for an hour. I wouldn't want to hear myself talk for an hour. My voice is fucking horrendous. Sound like a dying donkey. With my fucking voice cracks. Yeah. I always voice crack. I don't know. I don't know why. I thought already, like, past puberty already. Because I remember I used to have a squeaky-ass voice back in, like, middle school. And then, like, I think, like, transitioning into eighth grade, like, my voice started getting deeper, and, like, I had, my fucking Adam's apple started to grow. That shit's fucking noticeable now, like, really noticeable. But, like, I think, like, back in, like, seventh grade, I did not have that shit. I did not have that shit at all. Man, what else? I still want to hear fucking Ichiro. I don't know if you guys know him. I mean, for those of you who don't know me, like, from school, there's this kid named Ichiro at school. He's a little different. Sorry, Ichiro, but, you're... Nah. He always says this, like, phrase, or what, when he's, like, confused about something, and I don't know, I've heard stories about it, and I've heard people impersonate him, like, saying it, but I don't know, I just want to hear the real thing, you know, the real deal. I've never gotten around to, like, actually ask him, but, I will one day. Oh, fuck. And then I got a fucking oceanography test. Midterm, I mean. Like, next Thursday. It's gonna suck balls. Because I have not learned anything at all. Like, literally, I don't know dog shit. I probably know, like, 5% of what's gonna be on the test. So I probably should study that shit too tomorrow. But that's a tomorrow problem. Low-key, it's not even a tomorrow problem. Not even a Sunday problem. It's a Thursday problem. You know the vibes. Just kidding. It's just low-key cringy. When, like, people say, you know the vibes. You know that type of shit. Alright, 39 minutes. I think I'm gonna end it at 40. So, this is the last minute of episode 1. Alright, this has been an experience for me. I'm sure it has been an experience for you. This is something I haven't been wanting to try out, but, you know, it's something I low-key wanted to try out. And, man, my friend Rainisa convinced me. Fuck you, Rainisa. Just kidding. So, you know, until next time or whatever, I'm planning to post probably, like, every Friday if I want to. But, yeah. I'll see you guys in the next episode of Square Dots. Sorry, that was fucking cringy. I'm sorry.